There are shows with psychics.
And there are shows with doctors.
But there's no show like The Psychic and the Doc.
Your practical paranormal power unleashed.
This show synthesizes the talents of world-class medium Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, psychic explorer,
and street smart spiritualist, behavioral psychologist, Dr. Pat Vasili. All subjects are on the table and no topic is taboo. Inspiration, insight,
action, and fun as Mark Anthony connects callers with loved ones in spirit.
In tandem with Dr. Pat's fresh, no-nonsense, street smart, intuitive insights. And she is hilarious.
Extraordinary problems
require extraordinary solutions, which may come from this side
or the other side. This is The Psychic
and the Doc. And it starts now.
Oh boy, here we go. We are off and running, everybody. And guess what we're talking about today? Phone's like already off the hook. We're talking about Frequency Beacon February. Frequency Beacon February. And I'm Dr. Pat, and I'm here with my co-host, Mark Anthony, the most amazing of, that's him, psychic lawyer. Hey, Mark, tell me about the Frequency Beacon.
Frequency beacons are fascinating. And for anybody that has had a connection with the other side, whether it happens in a dream or suddenly you turn on a radio and there's that song, or every time you find a nickel heads up, you think of that person in spirit, or perhaps you see them out of your peripheral vision. And what a frequency beacon is, it is how we're all energetically interconnected. Now, anybody that's a parent who gets that feeling in their stomach that, oh my God, something just happened to my kid, and it did, that's not a fluke. Energetically, Dr. Pat, we are all interconnected with everyone that we love, both on this side and the other side. And I mean, you know, there's spouses know when something wrong has happened to their loved one in this world. But I believe it intensifies when we're dealing with spirits. And the reason for that, Dr. Pat, is that they're pure energy. So think of it this way. Everyone that we love, both on this side and the other side, we're all interconnected like in a three-dimensional spider web. So if you're grieving or thinking about a loved one very heavily, you're sending a vibration along that tether. The spirit picks up on it, draws him or her to you. Conversely, spirits can emit a frequency beacon to you, and that's why you turn on the radio and there's that song. And this is a very real phenomenon. It's one of the concepts I developed in my book, Evidence of Eternity, and one of the concepts I'm going even further with in my upcoming book. So that's what frequency beacons are. And I thought, because Valentine's Day is coming up, and you know, Dr. Pat, when we were talking, I like to call this, instead of, you know, the winter of love. All right, we've had enough negativity, and we, you know, a lot of people remember or reminisce about the summer of love. Well, you know what? Let's turn this into the winter of love and have people call in to share their frequency beacon story with us. So that's what brought us here to Frequency Beacon February.
I thought you said frequency bacon originally when we were doing the show. And I'm like, yeah, bacon, bacon. Let's talk about the bacon.
Linda says, all right. You're the psychologist. Why is it that vegans will totally go off, you know, to fall off the wagon when it comes to bacon?
Oh, my God. You know, but here's the relationship between the frequency beacon and the frequency bacon. Bacon is one of those that, okay, y'all out there listening, you got to tell me, fat does rule at some level. But here's the thing. When you say bacon to some people, I don't know where everybody's from, but in my family, you say bacon and their heart gets warm. You got the frequency beacon shining. There's something about the energy of that particular food. There's something about it, but there's something else you said that I want to get back to. I want to talk about and get back to you, have you explain this a little bit. At what decibel does this frequency beacon range? Because I'm telling you, I'm having a tough week with my colleagues in this field a moment. One of them I've interviewed a million times, psychiatrists, having a little problem in this field. Because if you're not tapped in to a level of frequency, if you're not aware, can we just say aware, Mark, for the moment?
Yeah, aware is good.
Aware. If you're not aware, then you're just not going to be able to understand the impact of life on you, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, because you're blocking. And you're not just blocking information, you're also creating an energetic barrier to frequency beacons.
So how does that affect us in connecting with our loved ones? How does the energy of this and actually how does the framework of this help us? How does it help us move to that place, right, where we know there's stuff going on in the world, we know we've lost someone? And by the way, Mark, I'm not going to take up a lot of time because we had a ton of callers, but I just want to ask you about this. Whether you have actually died or have been faced with death, or, of course, if you're not with us anymore and you have moved on, you made your transition, Mark's going to connect today. But some of you may have almost made that transition but came back. That's what Mark is here to do. There is the energy of this, and it's called shock. It's not talked about in my field. Dr. Stephanie and I are starting to talk about it. It's different than grief. It's different than pain. It's different than post-traumatic stress disorder. But there's a shock to the system, and it's hard to explain it. Some people have the energy of that, and they move forward. So how does the frequency beacon, how does it play the role of guide? How might we tap into the energy? Because I think our salvation here is going to be to tap into something other than ourselves.
Yes, and... Wow, that's such a great question. It took up about a quarter of the book I just wrote. So I'll have to give the condensed version.
Soundbite.
I think most anybody who's lost a loved one and has done any study of grief is aware of Dr. Elizabeth Kubler-Ross's 5 stages of grief. But I have found that there's 2 phases of grief, shock and then trauma. And initially, when you find out, you get the news or you see a loved one died, that's the shock. And you're so overcome. And it's a horrible sensation. I've been in it a number of times. It's like you're standing on the outside looking at your body. You're almost removed and you can't think and it's cloudy and it's irrational. And it's really a very, very distressing sensation. And what will happen is shock eventually will fade, but then the trauma sets in. And that's what we live with for the rest of our lives, mm-hmm. is the trauma of the loss. Mm-hmm. Now, with frequency beacons, sometimes right after the death of a loved one, people are like an exposed nerve ending. And they're so incredibly sensitive that they'll say, I thought my son came to me. I could have sworn I saw him. And, these type of contact experiences are all too often passed off as grief-induced hallucinations, when in most cases they're not. But sometimes the shock is so pervasive, it actually creates a barrier to the frequency beacon. And so that's why we usually recommend wait 4 to 6 months after the death of a loved one to do a mediumship reading with myself or somebody else, because then your emotions have stabilized and you're in the trauma phase as opposed to shock, and you brought down the deflector shield. So frequency beacons, they're quite complicated, but everybody experiences them. And that's why, you and I decided, let's have people call in and share their frequency beacons.
Let's go to the phones. I'm just saying, we got to go to the phones. Now, we have somebody that last week didn't get in. And so Jessica has absolutely been just trying to organize things. But we did have somebody that called in last week and didn't get in. And we said, okay. So, listen, Jacob, can we get Tara on here from North Carolina?
Yep, let's get Tara on from North Carolina. Tara, you are on with the Psychic and the Doc.
Hey, Tara. Is it Tara, or am I totally mispronouncing it?
You got it. It's Tara.
Awesome. I've mispronounced at least 20,000 names since I've been doing this. So, hey, how can we help you? Mark's here.
So, oh my goodness, you're just prelude. Now I have a whole page of questions that stem from that. But besides that, I got in last week and talked to you, and Mark smelled smoke that I smell often, which is either cigars or a pipe. I'm not sure. And then he asked me about something else. He told me I would be a frequency beacon. I noticed the subject was this today, so I called in again. And then something I didn't get at the time, he said something about somebody was saying about Post-it notes all over corkboards. And I thought, well, I usually do it all over the walls and stuff. I didn't think about the corkboards. And then right as soon as we hung up, I saw the corkboards right in front of me, and I do have notes pinned on there. And so then I was thinking, well, is somebody possibly trapped in my field of energy, or how can they see what's right in front of me right now? And at first he thought it was my dad, but I don't think it was my dad, because I don't ever remember my dad smoking like that. So then who would that be? Because he shows up when I'm thinking of a subject to work on something to solve a problem of my dead dad. Also, and that other question is about the living.
Wait, hold on, Tara. Take a breath for a moment. Inhale and exhale, because you're like with the questions.
Okay. I know, but she's totally.
I know you are on a roll.
I'm like, Mark, why don't we just hang up? I think I want to listen to Tara do the show.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah. Good. All right. So Tara, one question, because we got a lot of folks, and the thing is, like, the type of question you have, that's usually best for a one-on-one reading where I get to spend an hour with you, and we can talk to half a dozen or more spirits that are coming through to you. So, first off, thank you for calling back in and giving us the validation. We appreciate that, but can you give us one, your most important question, and let's take it from there.
Come on, Tara. Come on.
Well, can someone be just trapped in your field of energy, or how are they seeing what's in front of you?
Absolutely not. That is an antiquated Victorian era, primitive, superstitious nonsense. Spirits are pure electromagnetic energy. And you know why, Tara? Because everything is. Because everything is made of molecules, which are made of atoms, which are made of electrons, protons, and neutrons, which are all composed of a subatomic particle of electromagnetic energy known as quanta. Therefore, on the subatomic level, everything is energy. Now, why am I telling you this? I'm telling you this because spirits are pure energy, and they're zipping back and forth between this dimension, the material world dimension, and the other side dimension. Now, you're thinking somebody's trapped. Well, that's a frequency beacon. You're thinking about or grieving that person, or the spirit's trying to get a message through to you. So they're emitting messages to you, and they may be like directing your attention to the cork board or whatever it is. So don't worry about holding anyone back. You can't. And the next time you think you can, imagine trying to hold a bolt of lightning. Okay, not going to happen. So don't worry about that, Tara. What's happening is you've got a number of spirits around you, and you're very spiritually sensitive, so you're picking up on them. In other words, you're detecting frequency beacons.
Yeah. Can I jump in?
Absolutely, Dr. Pat.
I'm going to give you the frequency bacon now. You ready?
Yes.
Here's what I do when this happens. Before I even met Mark, I didn't even understand any of this. I get myself a bunch of different Post-it notes because sometimes as it's going on, things are not making sense to me. And so one of the things I started to do is I just started to write little tidbits down on a Post-it note. And at the end of the week, I take a look at them and reorganize them. Now, I don't know if that's directly related, Mark, to what you're saying, but sometimes the messages may come in from a lot of people, right? I am so clear that this is my dad with the whole bacon thing. I got to tell you, that is my dad. But if you try to do that, I'm just curious what you might find out. What do you think?
I
have a bucket full of Post-it notes, but I don't redo them every week. That's a good thing, is go weekly.
Yeah, it's...
Oh, yeah, you got to go weekly and look at them. At the end of the week, you don't just throw them away. You take them and you see how they want to get organized on the wall or something, okay?
Right.
Good. Tara, thank you.
Mark was saying something. I thought Mark was saying something.
Go ahead, Mark.
No, I was basically, Dr. Pat said what I was going to say. You got to look at them, because you're keeping a journal of the frequency beacons, or in this case, the frequency bacon.
I know that's my dad. I swear, I know that came out of my mouth. That is, so was my dad. All right, let's keep going. Who do we have, Jacob?
All right, next up we have Debbie from Las Vegas. Debbie, you are on with the Psychic in the Dock.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
Hey, how can we help you today?
Dr. Pat and Mark, I was looking to contact my father or brother or husband.
Okay, well, let's see. Let's see which one or one steps forward. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'm getting a male energy coming through, and I'm feeling like my stomach is like going to explode. Now, what I mean by that is this gentleman was having a massive amount of issues with his area of the liver, the diaphragm, but in the stomach and intestines. And it feels very, very painful. A lot of times this could be stomach cancer, it could be Crohn's disease, because different conditions have a similar sensation. And what I'm getting with him is that he wants to say that you were in very, very close contact with him prior to passing. So you must have been there or in close proximity. And he said that one of the things he likes about you is you always smell good. I know that sounds odd, but he says you always smell fresh. You always smell clean. He says you always made him feel good. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, I have a problem with perfume. I love it.
Well, the spirit doesn't think it's a problem, so I think you're doing all right. Now, the gentleman with the stomach, the GI tract issues, does that resonate with you?
It could either be my husband or my father.
Okay.
Both of them had cancer. Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. I'm tending to think it's your husband because he keeps throwing red roses at me. Now, red roses, a couple different things. Certainly, it's a symbol for romantic love. We get that. But we're also in the month of February, and that tends to indicate something around Valentine's Day or just a significant birth, death, anniversary, or event connected to you, your husband, or someone close to the two of you within the month of February. Does anything there make sense to you?
It was our anniversary, and he died 2 days before.
Perfect. Okay, so he's telling you, I love you, and you immediately made the connection. You got that frequency beacon that not only does he love you, but he's acknowledging the anniversary. He's telling you that he loves you. He tells you that you smell great, and he is around you. Dr. Pat?
I think for me, what you're talking about, and you're really talking about, you know, frequency beacons, and you're really talking about a new level of awareness for us that I think we've always meant to tap into. And, you know, what you just shared, Mark, I think says it all. I mean, there are things that happen that just remind us to open up our heart. And that's the powerful, powerful message about, you know, what you're talking about today. It is a time to do that now. It's time to do it again. Thank you for calling in. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Many blessings.
Yeah. I think, Jacob, why don't we see who else we got here, please?
All right. Next up, we've got Pat from California.
Hi, Pat from California.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Send us some sunshine from down near it up here, okie dokie.
You got it.
All right. What can we do for you today?
So I would like to connect with the loved one who passed within the last year.
Well, let me see who comes through. Sometimes the person you want to hear from the most is not always the one to step through. But connected with you, Pat, I'm getting a female energy, and it feels to me that she's on the level above you. Now, what that indicates, when I say above you, that would be the generation above you, like, you know, the parent, aunt, perhaps older friend, boss, professor, teacher, on that level. And what I'm getting with her is I can feel my heart. It's off. It's way off. I'm getting like ba bum ba bum brr ba bum ba brr. but so there was an irregular heartbeat, and I'm feeling numbness running down the whole left side of my body. And this would be consistent with massive cardiovascular issues, getting a lot of pains in my back, particularly in the area of the chest. So I'm pretty sure that this was a heart attack. Plus now I'm getting the numbness and tingling in my feet and in my hands. So I'm getting a woman on your like maternal or aunt, you know, the generation above you level coming through. And she knew that she was ill. And I get the sense that this condition did not take her immediately. It took some time before she passed. And there's this issue of the two of you, you feel that you didn't get a chance to say goodbye. Does this make any sense to you?
It all makes sense except for the level above me.
Okay, okay. What was her relationship to you?
My ex-wife.
Okay, was she older than you?
No, a little bit younger.
Interesting, interesting.
Yes.
Pat, go right ahead.
I love that this call. I love that you called in. When I think, Mark, when you say a level above you, there are a lot of things that hit me right up in the head as you're saying it. Oh my God, am I going to cry? Wow. I have somebody in my life like that. And to be honest with you, I can't imagine my life without this, without her. I just can't. And when Mark says something like that, a level above, what I went to is such a bit of admiration. Help me out here, Pat. I don't know the word, and I don't want to disrespect you. But there's just a level that words can't articulate. Pat, do you understand what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying.
Okay. So when he says a level above you, remember Mark is like a genius, right? But man, when he said that, it hit my heart. So a level above could also reflect the frequency beacon of an enormous, enormous bond. Is that true? And Mark, maybe?
Well, yes. And the thing is, and thank you, Dr. Pat, for clarifying. What I think when I'm interpreting things doesn't matter. It's what it means to the recipient. Mm. And so being on a level above could be that Pat has her on a pedestal emotionally. Excuse me. But Pat, the spirit also keeps saying, I hope you didn't lose your car keys again. Does that make any sense?
No.
She's not letting me go on this one. She's holding up keys. I'm hearing jingle, jingle, jingle. So there's some issue with car keys.
Yeah.
I left the car running once when we were going on a trip.
Uh-huh. you know it's funny, just because your significant other has passed doesn't mean they're still not going to criticize you, and I mean that in a funny way, because that's the beauty of spirit communication of frequency beacons. See, once again, what I think doesn't matter, but that immediately brought you to that memory, which maybe at the time wasn't so funny, but maybe from the other side or from the other side, she thinks that it is. And why would she bring up something like that? Is to cheer you up, kind of like, you know, poke you a bit, but also, you know, love you very, very much. The two of you had a great relationship. And she said that, is there something about, I feel like I'm putting my head on a pillow, and you know, like some people like stiff pillows, high pillows. This pillow, I'm just like mush, sinking into the pillow. One of you like really, really mushy pillows?
After she passed, I took one of her pillows, and it was kind of mushy.
There you go. So once again, that's a frequency beacon, and she's letting you know that she is around you and aware of what's happening in your life. And when you took that pillow and it's mushy and you hold it or sleep with it, that she is aware of that, because you're emitting that electromagnetic impulse, that thought of love. Yeah. She's picking up on it, and that draws her to you. Wow. Mm. Perfect. Beautiful.
Wow. you know, I want to thank you so much for calling
in.
Can
I ask you one question before we go?
Sure.
Did she suffer during her dying process?
No. She said that she wasn't, she's using the word, she's really smart. She said, I wasn't cognizant of it. She said, from a physiological standpoint, it would have appeared that I was in distress, but I was not cognizant of it. And she said, basically, most of the time in the past, like 7 or 17 hours, 7:17, 7:17, keeps giving me those two numbers, she was tethered to her body energetically, but kind of observing it from above. So the answer to your question directly is no.
Thank you so much, the two of you. I really appreciate your help.
I have to tell you, I want to thank you for your courage and calling in. You know, we do this show, Mark and I, and of course, I know I'm never going to hear the end of kind of what I'm sure Spirit's going to really get at me for the whole bacon thing, but we do this because we are so here for you in this time, right? And and your courage in calling in, if you only knew how many tens of thousands of people just heard you now and what you did to help them heal.
Thank you. Well, I had a friend encourage me to call, so I'm grateful to her as well.
We all got one of those. She's sitting in the other room picking up the phone. Thank you for calling in. Hey, Mark. Let's take a short break. I know I'm never going to hear at the end of this thing. Let's take a short break if we could. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about beacons because I don't know if Mark knows this or not. That is a radio term, and it has a very specific resonance. It has a very specific decibel. It is really an interesting term. And when we come back, they are all around us. And we'll go back to the phones. We'll be right back.
If you've ever had a broken heart, you know how painful that can be, and how long it can sometimes take to heal it. I'm Megan Edge, author of The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts, Oracle Cards, and Guidebook, published with Balboa Press and Hay House. In The Heart's Journey, I share with you my own heartbreak and how I healed it through the beautiful hearts that found me in nature. From taking photographs of these hearts for myself, I've created this beautiful toolkit, which includes the guidebook, which has my story, how to work with oracle cards as a healing tool, and the story of each of these hearts as they cross my path. I've also created a beautiful journal. There's a pen, a bookmark, and of course, the 42 Healing Hearts Oracle Cards. You can order The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts Oracle Cards, and Guidebook through my website, meganedge.ca, through Balboa Press, Amazon, and many other places online or your local shops. I look forward to hearing about your heart's healing.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Hi, I'm Laura Goldstein, and here's a Coffee with the Universe tip. Ever wonder why you want to go to the gym more, for example, but you just can't make it happen? You find yourself rearranging your underwear drawer instead of getting in the car. If this sounds like you, you might have caught a case of the shoulds. Maybe you think you should lose 20 pounds to fit back into your favorite pair of jeans, or that you should be healthier in general. It all sounds good, but deep down you just aren't into it. Truth is, making choices from shoulds just leads to guilt, resentment, and a whole lot of procrastination. So take a good look at your goals. Are you shooting yourself anywhere? If so, give yourself permission to let it go. For more insights like this, tune into my Transformation Talk radio show called Coffee with the Universe. It's a live call-in show. I'd love to support you.
Everybody, welcome back. I'm Dr. Pat, and I'm here with the most amazing Mark Anthony. Now, look, this is the psychic and the doc, but before we kind of forget, a couple of things, Mark. Let folks know these are really short readings, and my gosh, I've never seen anybody do this quite the way you do. They're short, but this is not the whole story for people. There's more, and they're going to want more. How do they do that? And then also for people that want to know about what we're talking about with the frequency beacon, you've got your books. So give everybody the information that they need.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. My website is evidenceofeternity.com, which is just like my last book, Evidence of Eternity. I've got two books, Evidence of Eternity and Never Letting Go. And if you go to my website, you can sign up for a reading. And the thing is, in an hour reading, I get to spend the time with you where you're going to get more than one person coming through. Wow. You know, my record so far, I had 24 spirits. It was 21 people, two dogs, and Rusty the horse. I mean, it was amazing. And when I was finished with the reading, I go, God, that's the most people I've ever had come through. And this lady said, well, I had 11 brothers and sisters, and, you know, 2/3 of them are on the other side. And so, you know, they start bringing all these people through. But the one-on-one readings, you get, you know, I get to spend the time with you. And plus my books, particularly Evidence of Eternity, will explain in detail about frequency beacons. But my book, Never Letting Go, for the people who are in the shock phase and you just don't know what to do, that's why I wrote that book, is to help you get out of that quagmire of grief. So thank you. And please sign up for my newsletter. And, you know, Dr. Pat, I've got to tell the story. When you talk about, when you said frequency beacon or frequency bacon, you know, I was one of the caretakers for my dad when he was passing from cancer. And I thought, well, I'll cook him a healthy breakfast. So I made like egg whites, and I got the Morningstar bacon, vegetarian, you know, bacon substitute. And I remember he took a bite out of it, and he goes, what the hell is this? And I go, and he goes, this doesn't taste right. And he, you know what? I made him real bacon. I figured, what the heck? You know, and I like the Morningstar stuff, but when it comes to bacon, there is no substitute.
Oh, absolutely not. And, you know, just, we're going to go right to the phones. The thing that I also now remembered about my dad is, and this drives Linda crazy. So when we do bacon, like Linda lays the bacon out, like this strip of bacon, like she'll even cut the bacon in half, like just laid out. My dad would take a pound or two of the bacon as it just throw it in a pan. And my mom would like watch, and my dad be like, honey, it's not going to matter. This is going to get all heated up. It's going to get greasy, and you just mush them around. Everybody has their own bacon memory. Let's go to the phones, Jacob.
All right. Next up, we've got Jackie from California.
Hi, Jackie. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to the show. You're live.
Hi. Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to say hi to Mark Anthony as well as you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Jackie.
How can we help you today?
So I wanted to share a story.
Okay.
I really love the topic that you are discussing today, because I have recently had a loved one come in my dream, and he's very close to me, and he's actually a family friend that passed many, many years ago. But I had a dream about him, and we were sitting in a beautiful park with roses and flowers, and I remember that we were sitting next to a pond with just ducks and geese And I remember him telling me that everything was going to be okay. And I needed to hear that message because at the time, the last couple of months prior towards that dream, I just had a really hard time. So for him to be in my dream saying that to me really meant a lot.
Oh, it's beautiful. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing that.
I just had a question for Mark.
Sure.
You know, for me, I have been studying mediumship for 7 years now.
Okay.
So I always feel spirit around. But lately, I have been feeling the spirit around. And I don't know if he or she have been trying to send me a message. But I was just wondering if you have, do you feel anyone around me?
Well, Dr. Pat brought up an interesting point before we went to break about how beacons, frequency beacons, are also a term in radio, and they're around us all the time. And so what you have to realize is that not only are radio waves around us, but spiritual entities are around us all the time as well. The sense that I get that this is the same entity that came to you in the dream, because what he did, he created a construct. A beautiful pond, a bench, a garden, a bucolic environment, because we can't really understand what it is or where they are. Because can you and I understand what it's like to be pure quantum energy?
Mm.
You know? So what they do is they create something you and I can relate to, a construct. And so he is around you, and he is, is there a significance to peppermint for you? Because
I like peppermint.
Okay, so now we know that this is the gentleman who came to you in your dream, because when a spirit gives me a message of an explanatory advisory nature, and he was explaining how he created the construct, and it's him, and then when they follow that up with an objectively verifiable fact, peppermint, you love peppermint, that verifiable fact is how they let me know that you and I have properly received and interpreted the message. So he's around you. You're sending out the frequency beacons. He's picking up on them. And it seems to me like he wants to be a spirit helper for your mediumship.
Okay. Thank you so much. You know, and another thing, I always see things out of the corner of my eye. I feel like I always see spirits out of the corner of my eye, and when I try to figure out who it is, I can't really figure out who it is at the moment.
Well, that is part of a lecture that I'm going to be giving at IANS in September on why do we only see spirits out of the corner of our eyes. So that's a reality.
Yeah.
So fantastic. Very good.
Hey, can I just share something with you? I was mentored by a couple of great women of the Lakota tradition and other traditions, and especially one in California. And one of the things they had me do was create rituals around peppermint. I don't know if you have a diffuser. I don't know if you diffuse peppermint. But I learned how to do these rituals with it. And really what it does, it sounds like oil when it's diffused, disseminates and breaks down, but it actually doesn't. It creates an opening. So I don't know if you ever tried that.
Yes, it's interesting that you bring that up, because I do have peppermint essential oils around. And it does help when I have headaches or...
Yep.
When I just feel unbalanced and I want to feel balanced again.
Yeah. And if you do that, and you know, I have to do it certain times a day, I really would be curious to hear how that works for you, because you are really a portal. What I see is you're a portal. And boy, I'm telling you, Mark, I think this is just really beautiful, the opening here that she has. What would you say?
Yeah.
A frequency beacon.
Absolutely. And this is a good call, because this call is explaining not just to the caller, but to everybody that has experiences like this, that they are real. Don't let the cynics and the skeptics around you or the religious fanatics try to tell you any differently. The religious fanatics will tell you it's demons impersonating a loved one because somehow demons want you to feel good. And the cynics and the skeptics, you know, look, when you put your faith in nothing, what do you get back? Nothing.
Yeah.
So, you know, and let me leave you with this thought.
Yeah.
Don't take criticism from someone you would never consider going to for advice.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Many
blessings.
That's
a winner. I want to keep rolling here, Mark. What do you think? Boy, thank you so much for
taking my call.
Thank you so much.
Really,
and please check in with us because I think the peppermint is going to get some kind of flow going, but I can't put my finger on it. Thank you for calling in. We get the best listeners, don't we? How cool.
We do. I love the show.
Oh, my goodness. Jacob, where do you want to take us now?
Next up is Doris from Illinois. Doris, you are on with the Psychic in the Dock.
Hi, Doris.
Hey, Doris.
Hey, Doris, how's your cell phone doing? Are you okay?
Hello?
Oh, there you are.
There she
okay,
is.
Just turn your radio off on the background. Okay. How are you?
I don't have a radio or anything.
Okay, it must be.
Are you talking to Doris right now?
Are you Doris?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the show. You're live.
Thank you. Well, first, let me say that, Mark, I've read both of your books, and I have had a one-on-one with you, and you were spot on.
Oh, thank you.
This was over 6 months ago. And what I wanted to find out, I have a salt lamp on my nightstand that I use for to see, like a nightlight.
Sure.
And it seems that when I ask for a sign or when I'm hurting or all kinds of things. I went into a restaurant, somebody didn't wear a mask yesterday, and I said, hey, and I came home, and it gets turned off. It's almost like she's saying, good for you, or when I say, tomorrow's my birthday, and the next morning, in the middle of the night, the light goes off, my printer goes on. Are these considered frequency beacons, Mark?
You bet. Oh, wow.
The light under the thing. And is it my granddaughter?
Hold on.
That's all I wanted to ask.
Here we go.
Step at a time. We got a whole lot here.
Okay.
First off, salt lamps. Salt is a crystal. And salt is electrically charged, okay, electromagnetically charged. So also, salt is associated with positive energy. That's why when you enter a Catholic or Greek Orthodox church and, you know, people dip their hands in the holy water, salt water. Also, if you ever have walked into either a Japanese temple, Shinto temple, or even a Japanese restaurant, notice before you walk in the front door, at the bottom of either side of the threshold, there's little piles of salt, because these are to keep negative energies away. Spirits, being pure energy, are able to interfere with electrical fields. So that's why a lot of times, if you're thinking about a loved one, all of a sudden the light starts blinking or goes off or on. Or I remember after my mom passed, her best friend, Nancy, kept getting phone calls from my mom. And the really weird thing was we'd had my mom's phone number turned off. Okay. It's not like when she answered, like there was nothing there because, mm-hmm. It was mom saying electromagnetic impulse. I do believe that this is your granddaughter. Was she blonde, your granddaughter, or had lighter color hair?
Yeah.
Okay, well,
no.
Whoever this is blonde.
Hmm.
Hey, don't worry about it. So you got a blonde spirit come around. That could be a good thing, all right? But, you know, you got to realize, too, that it's probably not just one spirit. It could be many. You know, people are always like, well, is Casper the friendly ghost hanging out? It's like, well, you know, there's lots of spirits around us, and you've got some pretty fascinating electromagnetic activity. Let me tell you, some paranormal investigators would have a field day at your house.
So what you're saying, though, then, were in my heart, I've been hoping, because I haven't had a dream of her or anything,
You're trying too hard.
That's the only way that if I say something,
Hold on, Doris. I don't mean to interrupt.
It could be anybody, if I'm understanding you.
It could be, spirits are never alone. They show up in force. That's why, like you read Evidence of Eternity, the chapter on the collective consciousness disconnect. Spirits always show up in groups. Also, you say, well, I haven't had a dream about her. That's a negative energy without you meaning to. That's the I want is the similar to no. So check your...
I tell her when it's convenient for her.
Right. There you go. Now you're back on track. Or do it like this.
I remembered what you told me 6 months
there you
ago.
Go.
I say, when is... Well, I'm still waiting. I guess it's not convenient for her 6 months later.
Well, no, it's not that it's not convenient for her. They'll show up when you're really ready. Because even though you think you're ready, it's different than when you really are. And so instead of saying, well, when it's convenient, and say, I welcome you and I invite you. And then you can say, when it's convenient. But don't worry about it, Doris.
Right.
Don't worry. I mean, spirits are eternal. They're not going anywhere. Okay. So, but thank you for calling in. I really appreciate
Doris.
That. God bless
you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you. Yeah. Wow.
Thank you.
I love this. I can just, this is going to be one of these shows we do that like hours and days after, we're going to be feeling this, getting a sense of it, really. And for those of you out there, if you heard the show before, if things are coming to you, get those post-it notes, start to write on post-it notes. And at the end of the week, put them on a wall and see what it says. Let's go to the phones. Jacob, I think we have time for another fabulous listener here.
All right, we're going to bring on Shannon from France. Shannon, you're on with the Psychic in the Dock.
Bonsoir.
Hi.
Hi, Shannon.
Hi. Hi, I'm so excited to be on here. Oh, my goodness, I'm in Paris, France. I love you guys.
Oh, my God, it's great to have you. Thank you so much. Can you just mail me some of your enthusiasm right there? I would just love to get some of that.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah, it's pretty good, right? Because it's like 2 a.m. here.
Yeah, I was just going to say, good job.
Yeah. I'm so glad I stayed awake. I'm so excited. I've heard Mark Anthony before on helping Terrence heal, and he's just amazing. And I'm just yes, okay. I'm super happy to be on here. Anyways, I wanted to ask, because there's kind of a conflict, when you say, you're in deep grief, and that can sometimes prevent the spirit from coming through, possibly, yet you also hear that because you want to, they know that you're sad, so they'll come to you too. So there's kind of like a conflict there. Do you know what I mean? And
no,
I know that, I set the intention, and I do little rituals, and I try to quiet my crazy mind.
Well, it's not a conflict. It's a matter of energy. When you're in a deep and profound state of grief, many times people are so wide open that they're very receptive to spirits. But other people, that profound state of grief, they're so mired in the painful emotions that it creates a block. So it depends on the individual person. And it's what Dr. Pat was talking about earlier about shock. So when people are in that shock state, that tends to create the block. And so over time, the shock will fade, the trauma sets in, but your emotions will begin to stabilize. And so there's some times that you're going to be more receptive to spirit contact than others. What's your input, Dr. Pat?
Yeah, I think that's true too. And one of the things that doing a show like this does for everyone is it provides us with a little bit more bandwidth. I mean, if we're going to stay with, looking at the frequency beacon, it gives us a little bit more bandwidth because both conscious and unconscious are communicating with each other. And they're saying, oh, wait a minute, I'm your subconscious, don't really go there. But when you're open, what happens, they have this beautiful alignment. And so often what people will get is one after the other after the other. And then sometimes what happens is it needs time. The energy needs time. You have to hit the pause button, right? Just like on your router, you have to reset it. And I think that's kind of what you're talking about, Mark, right?
Absolutely. And, don't think that you have a crazy mind.
No.
Yeah. But grief is overwhelming. I mean, grief is just... but the thing is, no matter how horrible grief is, the strange thing is we're designed for it because it's a reality.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the worst part. And, one of the things that I've said in both my books and that I stand by is something that one of my mentors, Father Sonny, told me, he's the greatest guy. And he said, you know, Mark, grief is the price of love, because you grieve as deeply as you love. And I remember saying, like, exactly. Oh God, it doesn't sound, you know, like love is so good. He said, but Mark, isn't a life without love, is that even a life worth living? And that just resonated. I mean, I could talk about Father Sonny all night. And he was just such a warm and loving guy, and hilarious too. Because I remember I went over to see him one time, and he opens the door. And he goes, "Want a drink?" You know, so and he handed me a margarita. I'm like, okay, not the priest I have when I was a kid, you know. But the thing is, love is energy. We may not be able to put it under a microscope or quantify it. And you know, Dr. Pat and I were joking that, you know, it's winter. Let's call this the winter of love. I mean, there's been enough misery in our world between COVID and all the craziness and all that going on. Yeah. But the reality is, love will endure. And that's what you're experiencing, mm-hmm. are the pluses and minuses of love. Dr. Pat, what do you think?
I think you're right on with this. You know, I did a show the other day about Lyme disease with a guy who's gone through it. And he and I had that in common. And I asked him, what was your tipping point? Meaning, what turned it around for you? Of course, he's got this great book now, Mark, right? But I said, what turned it around for you? Because you're expecting to hear some medicine or something. He said, no. The minute I started to look at all the co-infections, the minute I started to look at everything through the lens of love, my body healed. And you just can't make that stuff up.
It's a higher vibration, a higher frequency.
Yeah.
Right. Can I ask one thing? Do you think that everybody has the ability to connect? And I'm just going to ask if you have any message for me, possibly.
Well, what do you want? The question answered or the connection?
I'm going to answer the question. The answer
connection.
Is yes.
The connection.
The answer is yes. Mark, I took the answer. The answer is yes. Everybody has the ability. Mark, you can take the second part and see who's there.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, I'm getting a female energy coming through. And what I'm getting with her is this very abrupt, almost crushing sensation. I don't mean to get graphic, but an abrupt, like, impact crushing sensation can indicate that her passing could have been traumatic, or just could have been very, very unexpected, because it feels like it just came out of the blue for her. And she does feel younger, like, so she could be on your generational level or younger. Does this make any sense?
Yes, my daughter.
Okay. Mm. All right, hold on. Oh, she's been waiting. I know you're in France, and Holland's sort of kind of next door, but your daughter keeps handing me tulips of every color imaginable. I'm getting purple, yellow, blue, red, pink, and white tulips just keep flooding my mind. It's just absolutely beautiful. Is there anything about tulips which might make sense?
I know there was a festival of tulips, and she passed in April, which is kind of like a tulip time. Mm.
Okay, I'll go with a yes on that, because the tulips that she's giving me are so filled with the resonance of love and happiness. And what she wants you to know is that she is aware of the agony and the sadness that you're going through, but she wants you to know that she is in a place of such great peace and joy. And she said she's with this older lady that keeps giving her teaspoon.
It's the definition of significance, the quality of being worthy of attention.
Rocky, I think you got to mute yourself right there. Go ahead, Mark.
This lady that she's with keeps giving her teaspoons full of honey. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it does. It could be my mother or my grandmother for sure.
Okay, yeah, because it feels to her like a grandmother energy. What is it with your mom and the honey?
Well, you know, honey and tea, if you have a sore throat, that kind of stuff. And,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, there's more to it. And this is one of those things that's going to come to you in what I call the unfolding, which takes hours, days, weeks, mm-hmm. sometimes longer. There's something, either your mom or your grandmother, but I think it's your mom, it's like honey, you know, like fresh, raw honey. Mm. And it feels, I mean, you know, who doesn't like honey, right? But there's a purity and a beauty about this. It's also how your daughter's letting you know that she is nowhere near alone on the other side. She is in the company of many, many, many spirits who love her intensely.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. That's so beautiful. Thank you so much. I appreciate you both. Thank you. Mm.
Thank you so much. My gosh. What a heart-centered show today. Wow, Mark. Aren't we best audience on the planet? Yeah, they're amazing.
Oh, we do. And you know, next week we have an amazing show because we have the Heart Shift Coach, R.C. Newman. We have a special guest next week because we're continuing the Winter of Love. You know, and I think, you know, we could sit here and watch the news and get all ticked off and you know, the pandemic and everything, or we could take precautions, protect ourselves, and love. Because, you know, in the end, all you need is love.
Just turn on that frequency beacon. Mark, give everybody your website. Let them know how they're going to be able to connect with you.
Please visit evidenceofeternity.com. Sign up for my newsletter. You can find out about a one-on-one reading. Because in my newsletters, I'm going to keep you updated on the upcoming episodes of The Psychic and the Doc and an episode that I'm doing for the Shift Network on ancestral healing of and the spirits of your ancestors. So thank you, Dr. Pat. Thank you to everybody. And we're going to see you all next week.
Yeah, boy. Rock on. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next time. Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning into The Psychic and the Doc with Mark Anthony and me, Dr. Pat Basile, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, look, come back next week so we can explore with you more of life's many challenges and learn from fascinating guests. And you know what? Even Mark and me. We'll connect you and discover insights from people in this life and from the afterlife. Extraordinary problems? Yeah, they do. They require extraordinary solutions. But step into the world of possibilities with us on The Psychic and the Doc. That's every Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com. And don't forget, we're also live face-to-face on Facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.